This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Liberals are the big bullies of society. If you don't talk the way they want you to talk, they bully you. If you don't think the way they want you to think, they bully you. They bully the bakeries in, what, Indiana, Colorado, and other places, bakeries that just want to be left alone by the gay mafia. They bully the pizza shops. They bully people online. The tech giants bully everybody who's a conservative, saying that you don't have the right to speak unless you conform to the obedience demands of the left. And what's amazing about these left-wing bullies is that none of them look at themselves as being bullies. They think they're the victims. They do. At the same time that they're punching people in the face for wearing Make America Great Again hats, you know, at the same time that they are admonishing anyone for supporting President Trump, at the same time that they are saying that white people don't have a right to exist and that all men are bad, at the same time they say all that, they say that they are the tolerant ones. They represent diversity while they demand conformity. They demand obedience. And why is this happening, you might ask? And the answer is because the left is it's a combination of a religion and a fascist cult. It's obviously not a classic religion, not one that worships God, for example, because leftists, they hate God. They're all atheists. They don't like the idea of God. But their bullying, their fascism, has become their own precious little cult. Well, big cult, actually. And they believe in it in the way that fanatics believe in a cult. Liberalism has become fanaticism. Fanaticism, where you've got Kathy Griffin holding up the severed head of Donald Trump in exactly the way that a terrorist would hold up the severed head of an enemy. I mean, this is fanaticism. This is the way terrorist fanatics behave. And this is what the left has become. Unhinged fanaticism. And because of that, they are dangerous to civilized society. And if we don't defeat the left, they will overrun and destroy society. They will turn America into another North Korea and economically another Venezuela or politically another communist China, where the government surveils everything you say, everything you do. You have a social credit score that scores how much you conform to the obedience demands of the government. And if you don't have a high enough score, well, you can't get a student loan. What do you know? You don't get accepted into college. You can't travel on airplanes or buses or trains. That's what's coming if we don't defeat these insane leftists. They are absolutely insane. But that's indicative of the cult, you see. Go back to Nazi Germany when you had the fascists of the time. Nazism in that day, in the 1930s, was very popular. And it came with the same kind of talk that we hear from leftists today. It said, oh, it's going to be a utopia. The society is going to be wonderful. 1,000-year rule, they said. It's going to be amazing. Said, all we have to do is defeat the enemies who are lesser people, which is the way leftists think about conservatives today. All they have to do is defeat those lesser people, and then they will have a utopia, a beautiful, wonderful society run by who? Oh, the smart people, the elite who are in charge. And the elite decide who lives and who dies because, of course, they promote depopulation, euthanasia, mercy killings, you know. Even in the Third Reich, what do? They put you to death if you had a physical handicap. If you had a birth defect, you were put to death. And that was part of their ethnic cleansing program, which is what the left believes in today. Ethnic cleansing. They think that white people are bad and that they have to eliminate all white people from the world and take over with, you know, I guess people of color. So they are the ones who judge people by the color of their skin while they claim to be the tolerant ones and to be operating out of a sense of diversity and so on. I mean, truly, it's totally insane. But back to the Third Reich, it was popular in its day, and all the elitists of society went along with it, and they wanted high-ranking positions in the Nazi Party because the Nazis had the wealth, they had the power, they had control, and they touted that they had a monopoly on science. They said they had the best scientists. Sure enough, they actually did have a lot of smart scientists because they built the V-2 rockets. The V-2 rockets were so successful that after World War II, the Nazis were given new identities and new passports brought into the United States, and they created NASA. And if you didn't know that, then you need to go read some books by Jim Mars, the late, great Jim Mars, who talks about Operation Paperclip. And this was America's recruitment of the Nazi scientists to start the U.S. space program. And that's why after the V-2 rockets of the early 1940s, well, mid-1940s, it took another roughly 15 years or so for NASA to build rocket engines that could start launching rockets, launching satellites into orbit, and eventually launching a man to the moon. That's all German technology, folks. So they actually did have those scientists. So they believed that because they had the scientists that they were superior. And so they used their science to eliminate their opposition. And they did that with gas chambers and Zyklon B, which was created by Bayer scientists, or scientists who became a company that became Bayer. It was called IG Farben under the Third Reich. And after World War II, IG Farben was split up based on a war crimes tribunal. And it was split into three companies. And one of those companies was Bayer. You know, at the same time that the Germans thought they had the best scientists in the world, and frankly, history shows that they did the breakthroughs in physics and chemistry. A lot of the early science, the hard sciences, were done in Germany. They also thought they had a monopoly on culture, that their culture was vastly superior. They looked around the world, and they saw themselves as being the elites who had the right to rule the world. And that's exactly what the left believes in America today. They see themselves as more sophisticated, that they are the rightful winners of every election. And that's why when they lose an election, they think, gosh, it must have been stolen, something must have gone wrong, that they cannot lose. They are the rightful winners of every election. They are the rightful people to be in power, they thought, that they should run the government. They believed that they should be the ones to run the economy and make all economic decisions. They believed that they should be the ones to run the universities because they're the only ones that have the knowledge to be able to properly teach people. But what are they teaching? Are they teaching physics and science and economics? No, they're teaching indoctrination. They're just brainwashing people, but calling it education. They think they're above everybody else when they're actually the scum of the earth. They are bullies, but they're bullies who think they're superior. And that's actually a mindset that a lot of bullies have. They think they're better than you, and they want to pound you into the dirt in order to, quote, prove it. And that's what the left has become in America today. They're bullies. How do you defeat bullies? I've had to deal with a couple of bullies in my life. How do you defeat bullies, by the way? Do you kowtow to them? You bow down to their demands and give them what they want, do whatever they ask for? No. You kick them in the balls. You punch them in the face. You hit them back hard. And you may not win every fight with the bully because usually they're bigger. Usually they're more powerful. They can fight. They have fighting experience. That's part of the schoolyard bully archetype. But you punch them back and you let them know that you're not going to be easy prey. That if they come after you, you're going to extract a cost, and they're going to have to calculate a risk of them getting hurt bad. And I mean that metaphorically, of course. This is all a metaphor, the bully schoolyard fighting and all that. But politically, you punch them back at the ballot box, or you do what needs to be done now. You have Trump issue arrest warrants for the thousands of deep state criminals who are the left today. So you punch them back using the law. Or you punch them back using elections, but you punch them back and you make it cost them to be bullies. You don't bow down to their demands, which is what the Rhino Republicans are doing. It's what the masses are doing. It's what the journalists are doing and the college professors, almost everyone. They're just a bunch of cowards, weak-willed, spineless people all over the country. It's incredible. I look around, I'm like, don't you have a spine? Don't you have a soul? Why don't you stand up for yourself? Why are you just getting steamrolled by these insane bullies who call themselves progressives and demand that you refer to them as women when they're men and men when they're women and dress your little children like transgender whores? I mean, it's insane. Why don't people fight back? And there's an answer to that, actually. There's an answer. And it's called learned helplessness. Learned helplessness. People are trained in public schools. They are trained to embrace learned helplessness, which means that there's no point in fighting back. You should just go along, keep your head down low, don't make waves, don't rock the boat, don't try to change anything, just try not to be noticed. Just keep your head down, do what you're told, it'll all be okay. And people are trained that way in school, grade school. It's an indoctrination camp to teach children how to be obedient little robots. That's mostly the point today of K through 12. Just teaching children to be little obedient robots. And when they grow up, guess what? Oh, they're adult obedient robots. Amazing. As George Carlin said, obedient workers. They just want you to be obedient workers. Don't think for yourself. Don't ever speak out. Don't say anything that might draw attention to yourself. Don't think for yourself. Nothing. Just be an obedient worker. And then you will be safe from the mob, safe from the bullies. The bullies might leave you alone if you just go along and don't challenge their false authority. And so that's what happens all across society. That's why people like me are so rare. People who speak out, challenge the status quo. People who tell the truth. People who point out, hey, the emperor has no clothes. Yeah, the EPA is a criminal pollution enterprise. Yeah, the Clinton Foundation is a money laundering cartel. Yeah, the federal government. It's a deep state regime. Criminal regime. On and on. You know, pharmaceuticals. Big medical scam. Obama was a treasonous traitor who sold out America. On and on. Why are there so few people willing to say these things? Because they don't want to be noticed as someone who might be rocking the boat. Because the bullies got to them. The bullies got to them. It's not one in a thousand people that's willing to stand up against a bully. And maybe you saw this in school as well. I know I saw it when I was going through, you know, grade school, middle school, high school. Yeah, I was even bullied early on because I was young. This is a little personal note. I was always the youngest student in class. I basically was a year ahead academically because I started school much earlier. And so I was the smallest kid in class. Everybody else had a year's growth on me. So I was physically smaller at that time. But I was always the smartest kid in class. So think about it. You get bullied if you're a small, nerdy kid. You're the smartest kid in the class, but the smallest. You get bullied? Yeah, you get bullied. I got bullied. Learn how to deal with them, by the way. Learn how to deal with them to the point where by the time I was a senior in high school, you know, I had been on the football team, the varsity team. I had won gold medals in track. I was on the math team, gone to math competitions and won first place in math competitions. Nobody gave me any crap anymore because I could hit them back if I had to. You know, that's how you deal with bullies at that age. Nobody messed with me anymore. And yet, here we live in a society where most adults are as immature as the other children that I saw around me in high school. Very few people actually matured to become adults. It's pathetic. Even people get elected to Congress. People become senators. People become so-called journalists. They become scientists. They're still little children inside. and they're willing to kowtow to the bullies. They never learn how to stand up for themselves. Their lifelong strategy has been just go along and get along. Go along, don't ruffle any feathers. That's their lifelong philosophy. That's why they get nowhere. It's why they're just average ho-hum sheeple. Never explored who they could become. Someone always told them, get back in your box. Don't you dare become an individual. Don't you dare think for yourself. Get back in that box. Conform, damn it. And people gladly went along with that. And that, when enough people do that, it's called liberalism. It's called the left-wing cult. The obedience cult that the Democrats have become today. So my message to you in all this is, actually, maybe I should have started with this message. You're a slave to the belief that you need approval from others. If you go through life thinking that you have to have everybody else's approval for what you do, what you say, and what you think, you will always be a slave to the bullies of the day. No matter who those bullies happen to be, the Nazis in the 1930s, the Bolsheviks, the communist Russians, after that, the communist Chinese in 1949 and on, you know, modern day liberalism in America. You will be a slave if you run your life based on conforming to what other people think about you. You will always be a slave and you will never be free. If you want to be free, you have to be willing to break out of that box, cast aside the obedience chains that bind you, and be willing to take the risk of someone not liking what you're saying, thinking, or doing. You have to have the courage to take a risk and express the truth of who you are and what you believe and what you see, what you observe, what you feel, what you know and understand. Only then are you your own person. That's freedom. And when you do that, by the way, you will be rejected by the masses. You will be rejected by the obedience cult. And that is progress. That's real progress. That's a sure sign that you're doing something right. You're escaping the obedience cult. Because if you stay popular with the cult, it means that you're doing something horribly wrong. And you need to reevaluate your life and your circumstances. And maybe grow a pair so you can, you know, learn to be yourself. In any case, there you go. You want to read some more websites on this, check out awakening.news. That's one website we run out of hundreds. Or just read naturalnews.com, which covers these topics and much more. Visit brighteon.com to view videos. It's the YouTube alternative, brighteon.com. And you can also read censored.news, which brings you the censored news stories of the day every day in near real time. Censored.news is the website. Thank you for listening. Share this message everywhere and never be afraid to be yourself.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke. compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.